fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I am Silver.
It was sunset when the Lone Ranger, Dan Reed, and Tonto made a camp near a spring of clear water. The three had traveled far since morning, and their journey was not yet completed.
We'll spend about 5 hours here, Dan. That'll give the horses a rest. We might catch a few hours' sleep, too.
Then we'll leave here in the middle of the night?
That's right.
Golly, that'll be something different.
We start in 5 hours. We reach border at daybreak.
We won't be late, will we, Tonto?
We get there in plenty of time.
Golly, I've never seen the opening of homestead land.
Something worth seeing, Dan. Something you'll never forget.
What's it like?
People have been coming from all over the country. Indiana, Iowa, Minnesota. Yes, even farther east. See, they have all their worldly goods in wagons. They've come to the west to start a new life.
And they'll all get free land?
Yes, Dan. When the starting cannon is fired at sunup, everyone will race into the newly opened territory.
Why do they race?
To get the best land. First come, first served. Those who are first to claim the choice pieces of land may keep it.
Oh.
These stragglers have to take what's left.
I see.
The army has troops on hand to see that no one enters the territory before the starting signal.
Ah, a fella who get into land too soon called sooner.
That's right, Tonto.
I'm sorry we're not at the boundary right now.
So am I. The eve of opening day is well worth seeing.
Tell me about it. What are the people doing now?
Well, wagons are lined up as far as you can see. There's a campfire near each wagon. Everyone is hard at work, and the work will continue far into the night. Traces and axles are being inspected. Everything that isn't needed is being discarded to save weight. Some of the men are laughing and singing. Others are worried and nervous. Some are probably going from camp to camp, shaking hands with friends they made on the Overland Trail. Friends they may never see again.
I don't see you again, Joe. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Aaron. Give my regards to your wife.
I sure will. Joe wanted me to give you his regards, Mary.
I hope Joe and his wife make out all right.
We'll all make out all right. By tomorrow at this time, we'll be on land that we can call our own.
Our own land. It seems too good to be true.
I know just where to go.
Aaron, are you sure you can find the place? 2 years since you were in the West.
I'll find it, Mary. I studied this country real careful when I was with the Indians.
Aaron, look over there. Tom Grant.
Hmm? Oh, sure enough. Looks like he's coming this way.
Oh, dear. I hope not.
Oh, Mary.
You know why I dislike him, Aaron?
Because he said things against me while I was in the Army.
That's one reason.
Shucks. That's when he was trying to persuade you to marry him instead of waiting for me. All's fair in love and war.
Aside from that, he looked down on us because we were poor.
Oh, you've got him wrong, Mary. Didn't he prove a friend when he let us borrow a team of horses? We couldn't have made this trip without his team.
Aaron, when he heard about this country, he wanted to make the overland trip. He was afraid to come alone. He wanted someone like you who'd make repairs on his wagon and help him. That's why he loaned you the team.
Oh,
he never
man.
Did anything for anyone unless there was a selfish reason. He's barely spoken to us since he met that man, Skeets Miller, on the trail. He doesn't need you now. He's got Skeets to take care of repairs.
Hey, Skeets Miller's coming over with him now.
Aaron, Tom Grant's always been proud. Too proud. He never got over the fact that you married me. He doesn't like you, and he never did. He'll hurt you at the first opportunity.
Oh, Mary, that imagination of yours.
He's coming here. I'm going inside the wagon.
Oh, please.
Let me go, Aaron. I don't want to speak to him.
All right, Mary. Suit yourself. I never will understand women.
Good evening, Aaron.
Hi, Tom.
You know Miller, don't you?
Skeets Miller? Sure thing.
Yeah, howdy.
Now, Aaron, I've heard things I got to check up on. I hope for your sake they're not true. Well, let's have it, Tom. What have you heard?
You brought presents for the Indians?
I brought corn so they could plant crops and some medicines and things they could use. The same as I did when I was out here before.
Great day.
You mean to say you hope to make friends with them?
Well, of course I do.
I can't believe it.
Aaron, everyone in the wagon train is supposed to have cash and goods enough so he won't be a public charge. Now, you might get by with being broke, but you can't go with us if you plan to make friends of Indians.
Now, you see here, you...
You don't want anything to do with savages. Unless you swear to have nothing to do with them, you can't go with us.
Who says I can't?
I say you can't.
Tom Grant, you speak of me being broke. Well, I wouldn't be broke if I hadn't lost my cash in your father's bank while I was in the Army. As for the Indians, this is a free country. No man can tell me who my friends must be.
Very well. That's how you feel about it.
You're darn right that's how I feel.
Those are my horses, Skeets.
Right.
Tied to the back of my wagon.
Wait, hold on.
I'll go get them.
Those are the horses
that you... The horses that I loaned you.
You can't take them now. I can't move my wagon without them. I'll be stuck here.
Well, now, won't that be too bad? You won't be able to claim land and settle where you can have Indians for friends.
Why, you... I'll be right with you, Skeet.
All right. Get up there.
All right, Grant. Take your horses. I'll stay here till doomsday before I lick your boots to cross that boundary line.
Too proud for that, huh? Well... Maybe some Indians will come along to help you. Maybe they'll give you some land, too. Goodbye, Aaron.
Sorry you won't be with us.
No.
Oh, Aaron.
Well, should I have kowtowed to him, honey?
No, Aaron. I'm proud of the way you acted. But what'll we do? We can't enter the new territory without horses.
I'll speak to the people around here. There must be someone who'll help us.
But no one has extra horses, Aaron.
You wait and see. But you've got 4 horses. You just need 2.
I'm hitching all 4 to my wagon, Aaron.
But I'll be stranded at the starting line.
I'm downright sorry. I'd like to help you.
I've got 4 barrels of prime seed. I'll give half of it for the use of your extra team.
Never get my horses back. We'll get separated by mine.
Oh, yes, you will. I swear I'll find you and return them.
Nope, I'm sorry. I'm mighty sorry.
But, Captain, what am I going to do? I can't move from the starting line without horses.
That's your problem, Nestor. My problem is to keep you folks back at the line till the starting gun.
If you could just let me borrow 1 horse.
Sorry, Mr. Stewart. I'd like to, but there's too much at stake.
One horse will do. even an ox, anything to move my wagon.
Sorry.
I'll be stranded here.
Sorry, Aaron.
I'll give anything, anything I tell you.
I'd like to help.
But what'll I do?
It's your problem, Nestor.
Mary, we're licked. When that starting gun booms at sunrise, everyone will get underway, all except us. I brought you all the way overland for nothing.
Tension swept the line at sunrise. Each driver held the reins, leaning forward, tense, waiting, watching and listening for the boom of the cannon. Dan Reed was thrilled with the sight as he sat in the saddle between the Lone Ranger and Tonto on top of a small hill.
Golly, I never saw so many wagons in my life.
And Dan, in every one of those wagons is a family that's about to start a new life.
Gosh.
Those people have gone through untold hardships to get this far. They know there are even greater hardships ahead. They're ready to meet them.
Must take a lot of courage to do what those people have done.
It's the kind of courage that's made the West what it is. Those people are the fittest, the ones who have survived the trip. Weaklings turn back.
Look, Tonto, get ready with cannon.
Tonto, where's the cannon?
You look where Tonto point.
Yes,
you see
I
it?
See it.
The sun will come into view in a few seconds. As soon as it shows above the horizon, the soldiers will give the signal.
I'll bet every one of those drivers is watching the horizon. Look at them stretching their necks.
There.
I saw the smoke from the cannon.
You'll hear it in a second.
Look at those horses travel.
Racing for a new life. Heaven bless them.
Go on, lay on with those whips. Dig in there, you horses. Look at them travel.
Who you cheer for, Dan?
I'm cheering for all of them. Look at that cloud of dust. This is the greatest sight I've ever seen. I wish I was driving one of those teams. It's like a 100 chuck wagon races all rolled into one.
Just a minute, Dan.
Look, there's one wagon that isn't starting.
Yes, I see it.
That one was left behind. What's the matter with it?
Wait until the dust settles a little bit.
And no horse, Kimasabi.
No horses?
Oh, wait. Maybe they're back of the wagon.
Golly, it sure must be tough to be left behind.
Otto, you were right. There are no horses.
Maybe the wagon broke down. Maybe it's abandoned.
No, I see a man and woman on the seat.
Let's go talk to them.
Come on, Silver. Get him up.
Get along, Victor.
Well, Mary, here we are. I reckon we can sit here from now on.
Aaron, those people can't lay claim to all the land.
They'll get the best of it.
We didn't have any land back east.
I know.
If you could get to the nearest town, maybe we should sell enough of our things to buy a horse. Then we could find some land.
No, it wouldn't have trees.
But it'd be land. And it'd be our own land.
Mightn't even have water.
Aaron, look over to the south.
Hmm? Horsemen. Three of them.
They seem to be heading right for us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Aaron, one is an Indian.
I see he is.
One wears a mask.
Good thing I've still got my rifle.
Aaron, they're coming straight for us. Why don't those troopers do something?
They've gone too far away to see that mask. Keep your head down, Mary. I'm ready for them at the first sign of trouble. Keep your distance. I've got the drop on you.
You don't need to hold a rifle on us.
Don't you trust him.
What happened to your horses?
Why do you want to know?
You didn't come all the way overland to camp here. Did someone steal your horses last night?
How'd you know we've only been here one day?
The condition of your campfire. Well, were your horses stolen?
They might just as well have been.
Who are you? What do you and those other two want?
There's just one thing I want.
Yeah?
I want to see this country settled by people like you.
Oh?
You can't throw us off guard, mister. You're here to steal what little we've got left. Keep that rifle on him, Aaron.
I am.
I can prove that you're wrong.
How?
Like this?
Oh! Hey, you...
There. Now, I have your rifle.
Why, you...
Now, you see... There's nothing to stop me if I want to rob you.
Oh, please, mister.
How can anyone add to the hardships you've gone through? Please believe me. I want to help you.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. After the Lone Ranger won the confidence of the stranded couple, Aaron and Mary told about their hopes and plans and showed him the barrels of seed that they had brought from the east. They explained how Tom Grant had taken the horses. Then, at the masked man's request, Aaron described Tom Grant, his partner Skeet Miller, and Tom's wagon.
I can describe the horses, too, if you want me to.
No, Aaron, that won't be necessary.
Why are you so interested in Tom Grant?
Because he's not the sort of a man we want in the West.
Oh.
This country can't benefit through anything he does.
But he gets what he wants. He'll likely be the leader of the new settlement.
Not if we can avoid it. Have you food enough to last a few days?
Yes, but why?
Will you camp here until we return?
We can't move without horses.
Good, wait for me. Come, Dan Tonto, we're traveling.
When will you be back?
As soon as possible. Hasta la vista, silly big fella. One silver, come!
The pioneers were hard at work in the new territory. The sound of axe and spade was heard on every side as the enthusiastic settlers cleared the land and began work on homes. Tom Grant and his companion Skeets Miller claimed land that was all that could be desired. It was valley land, well watered by streams that fell from the adjoining hill. There was lush grass and an abundance of virgin timber. A score of men worked on Tom Grant's place, felling and trimming trees, notching logs, and hoisting them into place. Tom sat in the shade, watching the work.
Skeets, that job shows what cash will do. Those men have my place half finished, and they haven't even started on their own home.
I sure got to hand it to you, Tom. Well, looks like we got another worker coming.
I can use him.
Whoa. Tom Grant?
That's my name.
I'm Joe Hadley. I heard that you were paying cash money for men who work on your place.
$2 a day, pay every evening, quitting time.
I could use a little extra cash.
All right, Handley. Take your horse over there where they're cutting trees and help snake logs to the building.
Right. Thanks for putting me on.
Tom, I don't savvy why you won't hire no one but men who claim land nearby.
Because I intend to get that money back from them.
Yeah?
As soon as my place is finished, I'll put in a few card tables and a bar.
Oh, so that's it.
Sure. Give the boys a place to spend their evenings.
And their cash. I've sure got to hand it to you.
Wait, Steve. Look over there.
Yeah. Four Indians riding this way.
Are you sure they're Indians?
Sure.
Well, they'll kill us. They'll scalp us.
Now, take it easy, Tom. They ain't riding like they mean trouble. Likely they just come to look things over. Indians are the most curious critters alive.
Don't tell me about them. I've read about Indians. Hey, men, everyone, drop your tools. Come here. Come here fast.
Tom, take it easy. They ain't coming to hurt you.
Murderous savages. Hey, boys, look over there. Four Indians.
Now, sure, take it easy. They ain't on the warpath.
Drive them away. We got to protect ourselves.
They don't look murderous, Grant.
Don't argue with me. You're working for me.
Now, Tom,
and that
don't
goes
you
for you, too. Open fire on those redskins. Shoot them.
Don't start trouble.
Shoot them, I say. Kill them before they get out.
Don't you do it.
Give me that gun.
Hey,
I'll show them.
Wait. You fool. You wounded one of them.
Well, come on. Open fire. I got to fight them single-handed.
Stop it.
There they go. Turned tail, I showed them.
Yeah, and you'll be lucky if they don't come back and show you.
The Lone Ranger, Dan, and Tonto had spent several days riding through the newly settled territory. Though they had visited several small communities, they had not found Tom Grant. As they neared the crest of a hill to look in the valley beyond, they heard distant gunfire.
Come on, Silver!
Come on,
Victor! They raced to the top of the hill. There, the masked man signaled a halt.
Oh, Silver! Oh, oh, God. Oh, oh, oh,
look, down there.
Ah, four fella come this way. Indians.
Look at them travel.
There's a settlement down there.
Settler may be chase Indian.
Those shots.
They fired on the Indians. They might. Follow. One of those men is hurt.
Ah, me see him.
Where are the Indians going?
Their Indian village to north.
Those settlers have made trouble for themselves. I think that...
Wait, Kimasabi.
What is it, Tonto?
Me know one Indian.
You do?
Ah, him chief's son.
Which one?
Feller wounded.
They see us. They're turning aside. They don't want to come near us.
Maybe it's just as well.
I want to talk to them. Come on, we'll follow them to their village. Come on, Silver.
Come along, Victor.
Tonto followed the Indians all the way into their village, but the Lone Ranger and Dan reined up in a nearby wood.
Oh, Silver, hold out. Hold it.
Golly, I wish we'd gone with Tano.
You've got to talk to the chief, Dan. You'll have a better chance if he's alone. I'll wait for him here.
While Dan, the masked man, waited, they said little. They listened for sounds from the Indian village or for the hoofbeats of Tonto's horse. An hour dragged by.
Tonto's coming now.
As the Indian approached to breakneck speed, the Lone Ranger stepped quickly to the side of his horse.
Tighten your cinch, Dan. I may have to travel fast.
Right.
Steady there, Silver. Easy.
Hold, come. Ho, fella, ho. Ho, fella, ho.
What's the answer, Kemosabe? Did you talk to the chief?
And him plenty mad.
Did the settler shoot first?
Not right.
Was the chief's son badly hurt?
But him get well.
What did the chief say?
When settler come into valley, chief remember promise that friend made long time ago.
The promise a friend made?
Soldier friend tell chief, him come here someday to settle in valley. Him promise to bring more good medicine and good seed for Indian.
The chief was talking about Aaron Stewart.
Not right. Chief see settler. Him think friend come. Him send son to meet friend.
And the son was shot. What are the Indians going to do about it?
Indian go on warpath.
Listen.
Drums. War drums.
Indian make war. Drive settler out of valley.
Not if we can help it. Mount up.
Where are we going?
First we're going into that valley. Steady, big fella. Monsilver!
Get along, big hound!
The booming of the drums and the chanting of the Indians resounded through the hills. When the men quit work on Grant's place at sundown, they could hear the ominous throbbing in the distance.
Is that something new?
I didn't hear it till just now.
Well, we've been working. That's why we didn't hear it. Skeets Miller knows this country. Maybe he can tell us what that is.
That's a good idea, Joe.
Hey, Skeets!
I hear him. So does Tom Grant.
What is that sound, Skeets? What's it mean?
It means Indians on the warpath.
Oh, Indians on the warpath?
No.
It's all your fault, too, Grant.
Here, why'd you shoot at those Indians?
You fool.
You're to blame for it.
Skeets, hitch my horses. Let's get out of here.
Not on your life. You're staying to fight with the rest of us.
You are.
Now, boys, you've got a couple of hours. They won't come before dark. Drive every wagon in a circle around this building. We'll have to make the best fight we can.
I won't stay. Get my horses.
Oh, shut up. Look over there. See those horsemen?
Yeah, they're sure coming fast.
The first one's mashed.
And there's another Indian. Somebody give me a gun.
I'll give you the butt end of one on the head if you try any more gunplay.
That masked man, he's come to rob me.
Who are you? What are you wearing?
Someone in this valley fired on the Indians.
There's a critter that did it, Tom Grant.
Grant?
Now, wait, listen, I didn't mean
I've been
mean
looking
to...
for you, Grant. You didn't want Aaron Stewart here.
But he didn't...
You thought he wasn't good enough for you.
It wasn't that.
He's the one man who might avert war with the Indians.
How's that?
Been here before. He has made friends with the chief. He understands the Indians.
We're getting here, then. We want him.
He can't move his wagon without horses. He has no horses.
Take Tom Grant's horses. He's got four of them.
Yes, yes, take my horses. Save us from the Indians. Get Aaron here.
Horses over there?
They're the ones.
Come down.
Right.
All of you listen to me.
Yeah, what is yours?
The Indians are coming. But don't fire on them.
Well, what should we do?
They'll massacre us. We gotta fight them.
Don't fire until the very last minute. Give us as much time as you can.
Sit, big fella.
Ready, fellow?
We ready?
Hurry, will you?
Come on, Silver.
Dashing against time, the Lone Ranger raced ahead of Dan and Tonto, each of whom led two horses.
Come on, Silver!
The masked man's daring plan depended not only on speed, but also on the courage and cooperation of Aaron Stewart and his wife.
Oh, Silver, hold
on, hold on. Aaron, it's the masked man. He's come back.
Steady, big fella. Aaron, my friends are coming with horses.
What? Then we can go into the territory.
Yes.
If only there's some land left.
There's a lot to be done before you can claim any land. Now listen to me.
As the only man with any experience in fighting Indians, Skeets Miller took charge of the community.
Now get those wagons in a circle.
Why isn't the army here to protect us?
The army made peace with the Indians. It ain't the army's fault if you couldn't keep it. Now give a hand with those wagons.
As darkness gathered, the distant war drums stopped. Tension gripped a small band of pioneers as they crouched behind their wagons, peering between gaps the moonlit valley.
Now, don't fire till you're sure of hitting them. The men fire the rifles and women load.
I don't see any sign of the Indians.
You'll see them. They're creeping up. When they're close, they'll bust into action. I want you... There they are!
This is it.
They're on the hill.
Look at them come.
Hold your fire till I give the word.
As the Indians sprang into view and dashed into the valley, the pioneers tensed and held their fire. Then, a new cry rang out above the Indian yells.
Home, Silver!
A snow-white horse came from the side. The man in the saddle was masked. Close behind came Tonto. And back of Tonto, a covered wagon drawn by four straining horses. The attacking Indians reined up sharply as the masked man and Tonto reached the chief.
Ho, Silver!
Ho, Tonto!
Tonto, tell the chief.
Imasabi, wait!
friend come.
There,
friend on wagon.
Hi there, chief. Hold on a minute. I've got to talk to you.
Meanwhile, the settlers tensely watched the scene before them.
Wait a minute now, men. Let me see what's going on over there.
The Indians stopped when that masked man rode up to their leader.
Yeah. The chief's talking to the man that came up in the covered wagon. Hey, that's Aaron Stewart's wagon.
And those are my horses. The masked man's coming this way.
Should we shoot?
No, you shouldn't shoot. Doggone it, don't be so eager to use a gun.
He's coming right to us.
Well, let him come.
He's the one that took my team.
Keep out of this, Grant. I'll do the talking.
Hold, Silver. Hold out. Hold.
Are those Redskins going to attack or not?
They are not. You can thank Aaron Stewart for your lives. If he hadn't been a friend of the Indian chief, you'd have all been massacred.
We'll thank him.
Years ago, when Aaron was in the army, he made friends with the Indians and gave them things they needed. He learned to understand them. Those Indians have been waiting for him to return, waiting for the chance to return a favor.
We need men like that.
The Indians call off their attack because he asked them to. He said you were his friends.
Well, we are.
You bet we are.
Any man that don't like that can get.
Well, I may have been wrong about him.
Grant, you're getting out anyhow.
What?
Aaron lost his chance to claim land because of you. I say he should have this land of yours. How about it,
Tom? Oh, but wait! Skeets, you're turning on me.
We need men like Aaron more than men like you, Tom. Stranger, you tell Aaron to come over and take possession of his land. And tell him that his house is darn near built.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.